A week or so ago, Philippa Grandi was in Bangladesh, comforting women and children who'd fled from Myanmar as soldiers continued their security operation after attacks on police posts in August. Fast forward 7 days and he was back in Geneva, telling a high-level meeting that the world has let them down. Not only those from Myanmar's Rakhine State, the High Commissioner for Refugees said, but millions more driven from their homes in Central America and countries neighbouring South Sudan.
I met severely traumatised children, separated from their families, and men and women who had suffered appalling atrocities, some with severe physical injuries. When I am with them, I can't help but feel that the world has let them down.
Despite this stain on our collective conscience, the UN refugee chief said that there was hope that member states were beginning to do something about the global displacement crisis. To date, 11 states from Costa Rica to Tanzania have applied a new best practice model for helping displaced people after agreeing to action in New York a year ago. High Commissioner Grandi explained that this should lead to better support for host communities, more resettlement places, and a greater focus on solving the root causes of conflict. He welcomed the concrete changes this had brought for refugees, such as in Djibouti, where a new law meant that they had the right to work, and in Ethiopia, where an additional 20,000 displaced children had enrolled in primary school. These are the kinds of policies that will be highlighted in the Global Compact on Refugees that the agency is putting together to present to the UN General Assembly in 2018. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.